Thank you for tuning in to Down Low Productions. The topic of today, Living Life, hosted by Jacob Logan, Inspirational Guru. Are you living life? Ask yourselves, are you living life? Let me share this with you. Many of us are just going through the motions. We think we're living life, but we're truly not living life. We get up, we go to work, or we do what we do. At the end of the day, we leave, we go do what we do. And we say, it is what it is. Now, doesn't that kind of sound cheesy? We just do what we do, day in and day out. And we think that that's living life. So what if you're able to buy a nice car, or you live in a nice house, or you got nice clothes, or you're making $100,000 a year? Is that all it's about? Do you truly know who you are? Not your name. That's your title. Do you truly know who you are? Today is the day that I'm going to share with you a new way of thinking. I'm hoping to inspire and to motivate a new way, a true way, how to act upon and to be upon living life. Several years ago, I was in a situation. I was on my way home, frustrated, just going through the motions, trying to make it happen. Thinking I had it all mapped out. Thought that I was doing the right thing, giving stability, security to my family, just like any other responsible human being man. But was I happy? Was I truly satisfied with the way that I was? You see, I didn't realize that I was full of toxicity, damaged, living in a realm of negativity. Well, as the story goes, I got home that late evening, and I was stopped by an individual that was in distress. And I thought I was doing the right thing. I reached out to that individual that pointed me into another individual's direction of distress. I allowed this person to change the quality of my life in a matter of moments. I was pulled over. Drugs were found in my car. And I was charged. I had to bear the consequences of a situation that I had no portion in, because I was trying to help another human being. And in spite of that situation, I became very angry. I had to fight for my freedom. I had to change a lot of things. Things that were good, no longer good. Things that I once involved myself in that I enjoyed is no longer applicable. And then when it was all said and done, I wasn't sent to prison. Thank God for that. I was given probation, corrections, to be handled by another human being, to have to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, basically, and to submit myself to a life of openness, having to do things that really I did not care for. And I'm still involved in this situation for the moment, for the time being. But however, though, through the love of my wife and her strength, her loyalty, her belief in me, she helped me to overcome my anger of being an angry black man. Displaying a sour attitude of negativeness. And we developed a new way, a new approach. Because see, she showed me that I wasn't living life. I was just going through the motions. And it was tearing me down. It was eating me alive like cancer. And not be knowing, it was eroding everything around me. So, with the help of my lovely wife and her strength and her wisdom and her knowledge, we put together a package of wellness towards living life, letting go what was, what is, to reinvent oneself, to diligently search for the hows, whos, what's, and why's, to boldly accept things that I ran from. I challenge each and one of you that's listening to this segment to take a moment and look at yourself in the mirror. And be honest. Are you truly happy with the way you are? With the way things are going? Are you truly living life? Are you healthy? Be honest. I challenge you to ask yourself, who are you? Do you know yourself? Do you know who you are? Not your title, not your name. Allow yourself. Let us take a journey, a leap of faith. Let us take a new road towards a new life. Let us upgrade our technology. Let us delete what was, and let us reboot what is. Aren't you tired of all the negativity around you? Ask yourself, how many times a day do you commend yourself? How many times a day do you reach out and say something kind to someone? How many times do you lend a helping hand out to someone that needs? It's so very easy to bypass all the meaningful things that was once bestowed upon us when we first came to be. Each and one of us has a higher power that has instilled the house, the morals, the ethics of goodness. We know what compassion is. But do we show compassion? Do we truly understand the meaning of humanity? Do we empathize? Do we sympathize? Do we show remorse when we are in the wrong? Or do we take the road that comes so natural to us to be arrogant, bodacious, and ignorant? To act as if we don't have to. We don't have to. It's time to show accountability. It's time to take that stance and take back what was given to you in the beginning. The right to live life. You know, and an old wise man once said to me, he said, "Jacob, don't beat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself." You know, I heard those words, but I never really, really, truly actualized that concept until my wife sat me down and she just talked to me. And she understood. She understood my pain, my confusion, my lack of understanding, because I had became so used to and so comfortable in taking the lower road. Are you ready to take the higher road? Are you ready to let go what was? Are you ready to be healthy? Are you ready to live life, living life to its fullest? You know, when I wake up in the morning, I look at myself in the mirror and I say, "You're a good person. In spite of all odds, in spite of all my trials and tribulations, I'm a good person. And today, I'm going to be the best at what I choose to be, however that may come. And I am not going to allow for someone to soil or piss on my parade. And I tell myself, if there's going to be any pissing on anybody's parade, I piss on myself and I choose not to be pissy. It's important for the first thing in the morning to set the stage right. Give yourself a good boost. If you give yourself a dose of negativity, then what do you expect? Negativity. But if you give yourself a good dose of positive affirmation, I guarantee you, you're going to be like Superman or Superwoman. See, folks, it's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. The struggle is real. It's not a male thing. It's not a female thing. It's a human thing. Humans are struggling. We're not just a divided nation. We're a divided people. The person within has become divided. We're not embracing what is of righteousness. We're embracing what is of negativeness. We find it so easy to be involved in all the debaucherism, the negativity. It's true. It's very true. Just look at the news. The news doesn't tell of things that are happy, jovial. No, the news talks of things that's sad, sullen, disparity, hatred, deception. How can you continue to survive under such pretense? You see, just with that strand of negativeness and the false sense of living life, we pass it along to others, and they pass it along to others, and it's a chain reaction. The dominoes fall. Stop. Did you hear what I said? I said stop. Let's set the dominoes up and let's build the structure and let's present a foundation and the fundamentals of wellness and the act of living life. Let us take responsibility and accountability. Stop cheating yourself. Stop just going through the motions. You know, I used to work jobs, right, that I wasn't happy in, and doing things that I, you know, just thought that this is just the way that it is, because that's the way that it is. And that's what man does. I finally had to realize, no, that's just not the way that it is. Today I do what I choose to do, what I like to do. I'm a chef. And I love waking up in the morning and seeing my lovely wife that God has blessed me with. And I love going to my job and cooking good eats and feeding the masses of people. One happy belly is one happy person. And you know, throughout the day, I find myself constantly saying positive things. Because that's what's needed. can't say something positive, then don't say nothing at all. Just let it go. Let it go. If we continue to act and live as we are, the human being, the act of humanities, the understanding of the essence of the human being, the quality of the human being, is going to erode. It's going to become extinct. Take the step. I challenge each and one of you that have taken the step to just listen to my words of inspiration. I'm giving you my word. If you take the step, it'll change the quality of your life. Satisfaction, gratification, the sense of urgency to need, to desire. In the act of living life will become the most important priority in your agenda. Grasp what is good and throw away what is useless, what is negative. Surround yourself in what is positive and nourish oneself to be able to nourish others. The time is now. Are you ready? Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't say what you can do tomorrow for what you can do now. Take that chance. Put your foot in that water. Don't be afraid of the tide drowning you. Take the journey. Explore. If you like vanilla ice cream, maybe it's time to try strawberry. Change is good. It helped me. It helped me to become a better person. It's helped me to continue on being free from disparity, free from the lure of what is evil that consumes and devours. Unify yourself with self. Introduce yourself to yourself. Start all over. Become friends to yourself. Learn to like yourself. Learn to love yourself. Learn to respect yourself. It's all in a part of living life. I repeat this one more time. Learn to love yourself. Learn to respect yourself. Introduce yourself to yourself. Get to know yourself. Become a friend to yourself. It's the only way. I say this, if I say nothing else that makes any sense. When you learn to respect and to love yourself, then only then and through this understanding of ideology, to apply this method in practical application, only then you can love and respect others. Only then you can have compassion for what is around you. Only then you will learn not to just go through the motions. It's easy to just, hey, slide on through. Do what you gotta do. It takes work to be all you can be and be the greatest at what you choose to be. Be the greatest to yourself. Remember, you are important. You're not here by chance. You're here because you're important, because you have something to offer. It's time. So, let's reach out to self. And reboot, reinvent, re-educate, redirect. Take the old way of thinking and let's learn a new way of thinking. It's like a job. They bring in a new machine, they take out an old machine. You got to learn the new machine and how it works. Same way with the human being, the same way that you have to do yourself. Redirect your thinking. Step it up. Be all you can be. I'm Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru. I do appreciate and I do thank you for allowing me to share these moments. In this segment, I challenge anyone and everyone that is listening to come back again for more of living life. The true experiences, the trials and tribulations of self. Accepting, changing, and no longer cheating and eluding the responsibility that you have to yourself. Come back. Let's do it again. This is inspiration for the soul. Be safe, be well, be positive. Thank you again, and God bless.